AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was a week ago today that an Amtrak train derailed in Philadelphia, killing 8 people and injuring more than 200 others. And investigators are taking one crash theory off the list of possibilities. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Federal authorities say they are not certain if anything struck the windshield of an Amtrak train before it derailed in Philadelphia last week, but they say it was definitely not a gunshot. That's after FBI agents performed forensic work on a grapefruit-sized crack on the Amtrak locomotive's windshield.
We still don't know how many of those feuding bikers in Waco, Texas, were shot by other gang members and whether any of them were shot by police. 9 bikers were killed, 18 injured, about 170 under arrest. What is this all about? Former Hell's Angels member Pat Matter says when bikers fight, it's not what you think.
I started three chapters of Hell's Angels in outlaw territory, and it isn't about drugs, what everybody thinks it's about. It's about turf. It's about being the biggest, baddest guy on the block. And when somebody moves into your neighborhood, it's disrespect to you.
Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev is scheduled to be back in court this hour. The judge is beginning the process of setting a date for Tsarnaev's execution. The jury decided last week on lethal injection. Gunfire in Florida last night. Police in Miami-Dade County say 2 gunmen shot 5 people sitting outside an apartment complex. One of them, a 13-year-old, died. The police think the gunmen had high-powered rifles. We don't know anything else at the moment. In Maryland, a substitute teacher's been removed from his job after a video appears to show him using a belt on students. The school system says it's called the cops. The Dow Jones opened down 22 points. It's down 5 now. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group now controls the key city of Ramadi, just 80 miles from Iraq's capital of Baghdad. And terror expert Sajan Gohel says Baghdad is probably the next target.
For them, logically, potentially, the next step could be trying to make an assault on Baghdad. Conducting more airstrikes is not necessarily going to change the picture on the ground.
His blunt assessment of the U.S. and Iraqi effort to defeat the militants?
The strategy in trying to defeat ISIS is clearly not working.
He says the solution is more boots on the ground. European governments are agreeing this morning to synchronize their laws to bar their citizens from going abroad to fight for the Islamic State group and other extremists. Right now, the laws in various countries are different, according to the experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.